This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laura Bowman. Outrage in Europe over the killings of three more people in France, one a beheading with a knife. Britain's foreign secretary offered support to the French people, and the Vatican condemned the attack that left the three people dead at a church in Nice, France. Vatican spokesman Matteo Bruni said, quote, "Today's attack sowed death in a place of love and consolation," end quote. He said Pope Francis was praying for the victims. Chancellor Angela Merkel of Germany also said that her country stood with France. And here are a few more details on this story. An attacker with a knife shouting Allahu Akbar beheaded a woman and killed two other people in the suspected terrorist attack. The mayor of Nice said on Twitter it had happened in or near the city's Notre Dame church and that police had detained the attacker and he had been wounded. Nice's mayor also said the methods matched those used against the teacher Samuel Paty, who was beheaded earlier this month in a Paris suburb after showing pupils cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad in a class discussion on free speech. French officials and many ordinary citizens in France have since spoken out against the killings and for free speech, prompting anger in parts of the Muslim world, with some governments accusing French leader Emmanuel Macron of pursuing an anti-Islam agenda. A Saudi citizen wounded a guard in a knife attack at the French consulate in Jeddah on Thursday, state media and the French embassy said. In a statement, the embassy said that the assailant was apprehended by Saudi security forces. The guard was taken to a hospital and his life is not in danger. Police in Mecca province, where Jeddah is situated, said the attacker was a Saudi, but it did not give the nationality of the guard, who they said had sustained minor injuries. This is VOA News. Vietnam state media says landslides set off by Typhoon Malawi have killed at least 19 people and left 45 others missing in the country's central region. The casualties from the landslides bring the death toll to at least 35, with about 59 missing, including 14 crew members from two fishing boats that sank Wednesday as the typhoon approached. Rescuers were digging for survivors, and crews were trying to open a road to bring more equipment into a village cut off by the damage. Officials say Malawi was the worst typhoon to hit the country in 20 years. The U.S. State Department on Thursday condemned China's arrest of a teenage pro-democracy activist in Hong Kong as reprehensible. 19-year-old activist Tony Chung was arrested by police and charged with secession and other crimes. China is the gravest threat to the future of religious freedom, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Thursday during a whirlwind Asian tour. Pompeo's trip this week, which kicked off in India and included visits to Sri Lanka, the Maldives, Indonesia, and later Friday, Vietnam. In Indonesia, which has the world's biggest Muslim population, Pompeo took aim at China's treatment of its Uyghur Muslim minority. Pompeo said in a speech Thursday to a major Muslim organization, quote, "The gravest threat to the future of religious freedom is the Chinese Communist Party's war against people of all faiths, Muslims, Buddhists, Christians, and Falun Gong practitioners alike," end quote. Rights groups say that more than 1 million Uyghurs languish in camps in the northwest region as Beijing attempts to integrate the community. China has denied the numbers and describes the camps as vocational centers that teach skills to prevent the allure of Islamic radicalism following a series of attacks. Pompeo rejected what he called Beijing's fantastic tales of happy Uyghurs. China is Indonesia's biggest trading partner. Criticism in the Southeast Asian country of Beijing's treatment of Uyghurs has been muted. Former South Korean President Lee Myung-bak was ordered back to prison Thursday as the country's Supreme Court upheld a 17-year jail term for bribery and embezzlement offenses. The conservative Lee, who served as president from 2008 to 2013, had been out on bail awaiting the ruling and was not in court for the decision. Ruling is not subject to further appeal and means Lee, who is 78 years old, will likely die in prison unless he receives a presidential pardon. For more on these and other international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.